Some folks would tell you that if you play the lottery, you're a loser. I don't think that's the case. I think the lottery serves a very, very important purpose. This is who I think should play the lottery, though. If you're someone who absolutely hates your job, you see no future, no possible outcome where things are going to change, you're going to get better, and you're going to fulfill your dream, you should 100% buy the lottery ticket. Think about it. For $1, you get the ability to sit in the back of a truck, loading boxes at UPS, hating your life, wondering how you're going to make rent that month, how you're going to get to the next level, how you're going to meet your next goal without the proper financial resources. That's when you buy a lottery ticket. And guess what? I'm not talking down to you because I was that guy. Sometimes I still feel like that guy. Buying the lottery ticket gave me the ability when I hated my job at UPS to literally think, what if? If Wednesday my numbers get pulled, what if this could happen? And literally, while I was loading up a truck, feeling miserable, instead of feeling sorry for myself, I would start to dream. What if my numbers hit? What would I get? How would I change my life? Later, time passed, and one day I realized, why am I doing all of this work? Why am I working so hard? What is the point of putting so much content out into the world? It's when I realized I'm playing the emotional lottery. I'm trying to win. Okay, this is my theory. This is how it works. You know the age-old saying that we've heard on the commercials, in order to win, you got to buy a ticket. You got to play to win. A dollar and a dream. Well, the smart man, the working man, the creative person, the content creator's dollar and a dream is this. Every day I put out an episode of my podcast. Every day I put out an episode of this, Wake Up Call. I'm trying to get more video content up. We're all posting on social media a couple times a day, maybe that's fair to say. Every time we put out a new piece of content, we are buying an emotional lottery ticket. Think about it, though. If every day you're creating and you're putting your passion out into the world, and I'm doing this from the perspective of a content creator, you could be a photographer, you could be an illustrator, you could be working on graphic novels, you could be a musician. It's whatever your art is, whatever your passion is. If you're making something, the emotional lottery ticket applies to you. But think about it. Every day you're making another ticket. You're putting another chance in the game of life, and maybe you'll win. And even if you don't win, isn't it a beautiful idea, a beautiful dream that you could? And the more you play, the greater your odds. Because the rule we all know about the lottery is if you don't buy a ticket, there's no way you're going to win. I mean, real talk, we all know that it's really, really hard to win the lottery, almost impossible, except for one person wins it some of the time. But statistically, you have a 0% chance of winning if you don't play the game. And this is exactly the same for the emotional lottery. If you're not challenging yourself, if you're not pushing yourself, if you're not creating and you're not contributing, I can guarantee you, you're not going to win the emotional lottery. How does anybody know what your dream is unless you tell them? I exist under the basic principle. Show the world the person that you want to be, and the world will treat you like that person. That only happens if you buy the lottery ticket, the emotional lottery ticket. By putting out an emotional lottery ticket, I mean this. You're showing the universe what it is that you're capable of. You're showing everybody the best version of yourself, what you want to create, and where your passion and your heart lies. Damn, I didn't think about it like that. You show everyone, this is me at my best. This is what I want to create. This is what I want to make. This is my message to the world. Not just to my followers. The people that follow you, awesome, amazing, thank you so much. But we're all trying to get a bigger audience. So every day, the emotional lottery ticket is really auditioning for society that you're worthy, that your dreams have purpose, that your projects can inspire, and that you're worthy of the like. It's nothing new. There's been these metrics motivating men since the beginning of time. And when I say men, I mean mankind, non-gender specific. We're just the first generation that actually has metrics, thumbs ups, hearts, stars. We're the first generation that actually gets to see the score on our emotional lottery ticket. But the real way that I see that it works is every day, a dollar to win is whatever project you put out into the world. Because you have no idea who's going to see that, who's going to discover that, and how they're going to relate to you and your story. Sure, you may get a new follower. Sure, you may get a new subscriber. But you also might get that job or that opportunity that is literally going to be the moment where you feel, for that moment, like you won. Like it's all going to happen for you. Like you won the emotional lottery. So think about it this way. Today's project may not give you that instant feedback, that instant bump that you were looking for. God knows a lot of projects fall flat. But in a weird way, it does put you a step closer to winning the emotional lottery. Because guess what? These tickets don't expire. They last forever. As long as you're putting your time and your resources into platforms that keep content alive, you've still got a chance to win. So if you're putting all your efforts into something like Instagram, where content gets buried to the bottom and then has a 0% chance of discovery after 24, 36 hours, those lottery tickets might be dead. But if you're making books, albums, music, downloads, podcasts, videos, if you're making content that has a longer shelf life, as long as people are finding it, you've still got a chance to win. And here's the greatest thing. You might not get that break. I've been waiting for mine for a really long time. Still waiting. But think about it this way. If you're just busy every day creating, putting those emotional lottery tickets out into the universe, saying, here I am, this is what I'm capable of, does anyone hear me? What you're really giving yourself is a chance to win. You're giving yourself validation that your dream is alive. Every time you create is another chance for discovery. It's another chance to meet that person or persons, that community that's going to change your career and elevate you to the next level. But here's a simple fact. Not everybody's going to be a winner at the game of life. That's just the way that it goes. But being able to spend your days daydreaming about what if and knowing that there's a 1% chance that that could happen, to finally get to be a 1%er. Different kind of 1%er, but still 1%. But I love knowing that I'm in the lottery. I love knowing that every day I'm buying these tickets, and maybe one day, if I get lucky, my number will get called. And in a weird way, it validates the work. In the moments when you feel most lost, you question, why am I doing all these things? Where is all this effort and energy going? Is anybody listening? Does anybody care? Why am I here? Those are the days when the emotional lottery concept matters the most. Because those are the day when you feel like the guy in the back of the UPS truck at peak flow with boxes up to your chin, and you hate where you're at that moment. But because you got a ticket in your back pocket and you put your dollar in the game, you can at least fantasize with a slight possibility of reality that Wednesday night, my numbers may land. And that is the value of playing the lottery, because not everyone will win, but everyone who plays has a chance to dream. And the dream is really what you're spending a dollar on, is the dream, the slight reality that it all might go your way. So maybe if we look at our projects, each one of them represents a step closer to winning our dreams. So even if you don't win, you've already won, because your dream is alive, because you're still playing the game. Unlike most people, you actually have a dream that has 1 ounce of possibility. And as long as there's 1 ounce of possibility, that means to me that it's possible to happen, and it could happen. Odds are, it might not. But the lottery ticket, the emotional lottery ticket, gives you the ability to dream because you put a dollar in the game. Knowing that my dream has a possibility of coming true, that's why I wake up and play the game another day.